From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar as part of a multi-nation trip to the Middle East and Southeast Asia. VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting now from Doha.
One of the main purposes of this trip is to meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council members about the Iran nuclear deal. Some Gulf members have raised concerns that the deal could be destabilizing to the region and that a sanctions-free Iran could lend more support to militant groups in the region. So part of this is a part of the U.S. administration's efforts to allay some concerns about this agreement.
And before arriving in Qatar, Secretary Kerry was in Cairo, where he met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in a diplomatic show of U.S. support for Egypt's ongoing fight against the Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. From Qatar, Mr. Kerry will travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. That attack near the Iranian border involved a vehicle packed with explosives. In a separate attack, one Turkish soldier was killed and four others were wounded when a military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid by the rebels. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic who died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen. U.S. force took over from the African Union peacekeepers nearly a year ago with a mandate to protect civilians and support a political transition in the CAR, which is due to hold elections in October. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army said late Sunday it had rescued nearly 180 people held by the militant group Boko Haram, most of them women and children, at camps in the country's northeastern Borno state. Earlier on Sunday, the Nigerian Air Force backed ground forces as they attacked Boko Haram fighters. That happened on the southern edge of the Sambisa forest. Nigerian authorities say they killed a large number of militants southeast of Maiduguri. Meanwhile, the French press agency says 13 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded early Sunday by suspected Boko Haram fighters about 20 kilometers south of Maiduguri. Hundreds of journalists marched Sunday in Mexico's capital to protest the killing of photojournalist Ruben Espinosa, who was found dead from gunshot wounds, along with four women. Espinosa, who fled to Mexico City several weeks ago after being harassed outside his home in Veracruz. The Committee to Protect Journalists says 34 journalists have been killed in Mexico since 1992, making it the 10th deadliest country for reporters. Here in the U.S., President Obama is set to unveil new regulations today aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The president issued a call to action on Sunday on the White House Facebook page.
Power plants are the single biggest source of the harmful carbon pollution that contributes to climate change. But until now, there have been no federal limits to the amount of that pollution those plants can dump into the air. Think about that.
And the goal now is for power plants to reduce their carbon emission by 32% below the 2005 levels. For the year 2030, individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target. Those plans would have to go into effect by the year 2022. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell represents the coal-rich state of Kentucky and sees the plan as a job killer.
We need to do everything we can to try to rein in the regulatory onslaught, which is the principal reason that we haven't had the kind of bounce back after the 2008 recession that you would expect.
Republican-led U.S. Congress and power companies are expected to raise questions about the cost of reforms and the effect on consumers. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament Sunday, set an election date for October the 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a fourth term in office after almost a decade in power. Mr. Harper has gradually pushed his generally center-left country toward more conservative policies, those including lowering taxes, supporting the oil industry against environmental attacks, and increasing military spending. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.